Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, you know the needs on today. You know the situations that we are all facing, Lord. I pray that you give us understanding. I pray that you give us peace. I pray that you give us joy in the circumstance. I pray that you bless us tremendously, and may no weapon formed against us prosper, Lord. Teach us your word. May we be blessed by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go over to the book of John, John chapter 15, and we're going to concentrate a little bit on verse 3 today, but I'm going to start back off at verse 1. It says, I am the true vine or the genuine vine, and my Father is the husbandman, the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it or prunes it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Verse 3. Now ye are clean through or because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Ye are clean. Ye are clean. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians. For a little bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're going to begin reading at verse 9. It says, Know ye not that the unrighteousness shall, or the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 11, And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified or set apart, but ye are justified, declared righteous, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So in John chapter 15, when it says, Now ye are clean through the word, we are washed through the word that Jesus has left. He spent 3 years, maybe a little bit over, teaching and training the disciples, and he was revealing truth to everyone that would hear it. Now we're here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and he's saying that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And then he goes on to describe, and this is Paul, he goes on describing who the unrighteous he's speaking of are. And then that's when we read the fornicators, the idolaters, the adulterers, the drunkards, the revilers, and so on. The word cleanses. The word washes. It sanctifies, mean it sets us apart, and it justifies us. It declares us good. It declares us in right standing with God. And so Jesus has left his word for that purpose. And so we have a choice in this life whether or not we're going to follow the word of God and be washed and clean by the word of God, or are we going to allow the world to taint us? I didn't mean to go over here, but I'm reminded of Jude. And I believe that is Jude. Let me see. I believe it is Jude. It talks about hating even the garments, I believe, that are spotted by the world. Let's look at this. It's Jude. And it is beginning at, let's read verse 20. It says, But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference or making a distinction, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Spotted means defiled. So we that know the word of God, that have been washed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God, which led us to even have a relationship with God. And we're going to see in chapter 16, I believe in the book of John, it talks about we have not chosen God, but he chose us and ordained us to bring forth fruit. And us that have fruit, we that have the fruit of God and displaying the fruit of the Spirit and know the word of God, need to make a difference between people that are perishing or falling. They are falling, and we are to save them with fear, save them with reverence. You know, I had a, you know, sometimes you have like a vision in your mind of something that really like really touches you, and it could touch you in a way like, oh my God, or it can touch you in a way that brings delight, or it can touch you in a way that brings fear. And I had a thought the other day that of a portal of the kingdom, a door, and that we that know the word of God and know Jesus, that we were hurrying people into that portal. We were hurrying people in through the door, hurrying up and saving them. And that's the image I get when I read this here in Jude. It said, and if some have compassion, making a distinction of those that actually want the word. They desire to be saved. They don't desire the ways of this world, but maybe they don't know how to get out of it. They haven't figured out what to do. They haven't heard the word of truth, or they heard it and they didn't understand it. But we make a distinction of those that actually can be saved. And it says of others, save with fear, save with that fear that causes you, that provokes you to have compassion on people and pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments that's been defiled by the flesh, pulling them out of the fire, pulling them out of hell, pulling them out of of where they're going, that is leading to eternal damnation. And we must make a distinction. And so, and when we read over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it talked about the idolaters and those in the effeminate, the homosexual lifestyles, the sexually immoral, those that worship idols. All of those people will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let's look back at that, because it's really moving me to stay right there for a second. 1 Corinthians 6, let's go back over to there. And because we have to take the word of God seriously. And it says, be not deceived. The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so the unrighteous are the fornicators, the sexually immoral, people that are having sex without outside of marriage. Marriage has been ordained by God. It says marriage is honorable among all men and the bed undefiled, means that under the sanctity or the matrimony, the ordinance of God's marriage, sex is legal. But if you are not married and married in the way that God has set it up, because marriage was ordained by God, God is the one that started marriage. And I'm going to leave right there. We're going to discuss a little bit more. I'm running out of time for today. We're going to go back into 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 9, or continuing in verse 9. God bless you on today. Be blessed on today. Believe the Lord. Follow the ways of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.